Blog Talk Radio.
Let me favorita is all up in the place. How you doing, Carol Chamber? Let me favorita. How you doing, ma? And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. And my big sis, Robbie Ming is all up in the house. How you doing? Good, Joe. Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Flashback Friday. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a miserable show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the. And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R Daily. Go get a business show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? How do you do? So today, on this Friday, the 9th of October, 9th of Libra, we are talking about breaking the man or woman code. Breaking the man or woman code. Is there a such thing in this whole entire world? Is there? Because they say that there is a such thing. But like I said, it's like snuffle up against when adults used to come around on Sesame Street. We hear the kids talk about it, but it seems like the older we get, we start seeing the chinks in the armor, and maybe there is no such thing as the man or the woman code. Maybe there's no reason for the man or woman code. I mean, certainly
one standpoint to look at it from is that all men or women are not in unison with each other. They're not all connected. They're not organized. You know, we don't, men and women don't have a website. We don't have a board of directors. We don't have officers. We don't have meetings. Like all men, we got to get together. We got to talk about some things. So perhaps it's like an unwritten rule. Perhaps it's like one of those things that are not totally 100% agreed upon by both genders, but maybe they exist in like, maybe I shouldn't sell a man out or rat a man out for what he does, because I could find myself in that same position one day and I would hope that somebody wouldn't rat me out. But we aren't even talking about things that any specific man or woman does. Like, it's one thing to tell on your friend, rat out your friend, rat out your peoples, sell your club, organization, you know, whatever, your clique. So specific people like, yo, I'm trying to tell you right now, Ronnie robbed the store. It was Ronnie. I can't remember Ronnie's last name, but I believe I think it was Taylor, Ronald Taylor. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure about his middle name, but I believe that it's Edward. Ronald Edward Taylor. And I'm not sure about the street that he lives on, but I believe that he lived on Aspley Street. I believe, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I believe he lived on Aspley Street. But I can't remember his address. But it was near Fernhill. It was near Fernhill. Fernhill and you know what I'm talking about? So, now that's directly telling on somebody that you know, and you should probably be held accountable for that, depending on the relationship. But when we talk about breaking the man code, breaking the woman code, that's like saying, like, all men cheat. That's like a man saying that all men cheat. So he's pretty much incriminating himself. Like, yeah, all men cheat, including me. So you shouldn't break that man code. We already know that not all men cheat. Maybe we agree that an awful lot of men, a high percentage of men, are adulterous or participate in philandering and a little something to be desired on the fidelity side of things. But because you say that all men cheat, that's not going to indict any particular man. Now, if you say something like, a lot of times when a man is cheating, what he'll do is he'll say certain things like this, or he'll set it up like this, like the way my man used to do his girl was like, what he would do is he would call his main girl and tell her that he was coming to pick her up. That way she would stay in the house. So that had it covered two problems. I mean, it covered two things. First of all, it made sure that she didn't go anywhere with any other man, number one. Plus, she was stuck waiting for you. So you knew that you weren't going to show up, but you told her you were on your way. And this was before the age of cell phones, beepers, all of that. This is back in the day. So if somebody called you on your home phone and called you out for a date and you never showed up, you could always come to them later on and be like, babe, you know, I got a flat tire. I got locked up, blah, 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 blah. And there was no way for it to be verified if there were no eyewitnesses. So that would be a way of breaking the man code, because that is a specific technique that some men make. Employ in order to cheat on their girlfriend. That would be my idea of breaking the man code. But still, if none of your friends, none of your family members, nobody that you know specifically does that, it's not really breaking the man code. That's not even, that's just standing somebody up on purpose. It's not, you haven't reinvented the wheel, but it is a little slick trick that some men have done. And if you've never heard of it before, you'd be thinking like, yo, that's ingenious. Yeah. So to make sure that your girl wasn't, that she don't pop up over your house or whatever, because you're on your way. Now, you know, that didn't work with all women. Some women like, yo, this is the third or fourth time he done this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and look for him. Or because I know that he doesn't honor his appointments, I will just go out. And I'll check my answering machine, if you had an answering machine back in the day, and see if he calls. And if he did, I'll call him wherever he is and I'll let him know where I am. Or I'm just going to go to his house. Because maybe he was picking me up to go to his house anyway, so I'll just show up over there. You know what I mean? Breaking the man code. Is there such thing as a man code? What y'all think? What y'all think? That's what we're talking about tonight, this Friday, October 9th, on the Daily. What's up, y'all? Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world? What's good? And King, he goes by the name of King. King, how you swing? He coming through to the DG show to do the damn thing. What up, King? And my man Jeffrey Hawkins. What up, Jeff Hawkins? Yeah, said JH. How you feeling, my man? Good to see me some. You, word up. Thanks for coming through, y'all. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. Breaking the man or the woman code. Have you ever broken the code? First of all, I need to know if y'all even believe in the code. Is it real? Is it real, Flash? We're the lovers. Hey! All right. So, let's see. Robin Ming says, yes, she thinks so. YS Book says, I'm 26. I don't know what you're talking about. I know you're 26. And I know this is like, what, like the 24th anniversary of you being 26. It's good. Like, I know you were so smart in school that you had already got put up. You was really supposed to be in nursery school. I was wondering why you were so short. You was really supposed to be in nursery school and you was already in the second grade. It's amazing. You are an amazing student. Like, wow. That baby can read. No, I don't mean that child. I mean that baby. She is still on the bottle. And she be taking a bottle out of my mouth like, ow. Yeah, and then the three bears came home and saw that someone had been sitting in their chairs, their beds, and eating their porridge. So good, YS Books. So good. You don't look a day over 30. Not 1 second. I've seen you. So Carol Chamberlain says, yes, I think so. So there is a woman code. There is a man code. Are there consequences? Are there penalties for breaking this code? And who decides what the code is? Who decides what the code is? The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. What's going on, beauty I cannot see, Cherry? A Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane was saying. How you doing, Ma? It's good to see me, some you. Ooh, is there a man code? I've heard men say that there is a man code. I know we had a post in the books, a post in the group. A while back, and it was somebody asked if a man is losing in a fight badly, should he kick a man in the balls? And I'm like, he should kick a man in the balls before he start losing badly. Maybe he wouldn't be losing badly. It would end the fight. I mean, no man on earth can withstand a kick to the balls. Not a real kick. Them WWE kicks, yeah, you can sustain those kicks in the balls all the time. You know why? Because they're not kicks in the balls. A real kick in the balls, the fight is over. It's all the way over. It's done. You are finished. You are finished. You know, you had the bubble guts before. Well, imagine the bubble guts in the form of like the Lawrence Welk band. Where my old head's at. The Lawrence Welk band. You know, the bubbles, the Lawrence Welk. Shit. Yeah. In any self-defense class that you take, they will tell you, kick them in the balls. Kick a motherfucker in the balls. End the fight. End it. Because he's going down, and you can just wail on him. But you can get sued for that. So what you should do is kick him in the balls and get away. You can kick him in the face afterwards. And you can say, because, you know, when I kicked him in the balls, he was still moving. But one thing is for sure, the threat will be eliminated all the way. All the way. So, yeah, some men said that that's breaking the man code by kicking a man in his balls. Well, I'm like, I've never actually kicked a man in his balls, but since I've been trained to do it, especially if my life is in danger, like they said, if you're losing the fight, that means you could be getting your ass whooped. And maybe you're getting your ass whooped by somebody who's not going to stop whooping it. I think you better make a move to save your own life. But some people said that that was breaking the man code. That was breaking the man code. The man code. I'm like, I'm sure that there are other ways to break the man code than that. But it is what it is. You think it ain't when it is. You think it won't when it whiz. Cheryl Hudson says, if I tell you, will that be breaking the code of knowledge of the code? Oh. If you have to break, that would be like dry snitching. Like you're not even supposed to know that there's a code, a real code. Not an unwritten code. So you acknowledge that you even know about the code, then you can be held accountable for abiding or not abiding by the code. I see what you're saying, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. I understand what you mean, Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. This shit is serious. This shit is serious, sir. This shit is much seriouser than I thought. What's a guan do now? What's a guan do? Oh, shit. We done entered an enemy territory. We done entered an enemy territory right now. I think we need to talk about something. I still check it out. Eh? So if there's a woman code and there's a man code, and I've already outlined like at least two things that some people believe is breaking the man code, like what are some of the things? I'm almost scared to find out, fellas, what some of the things are that violate the woman code, because I'm thinking that we might have to prepare our ears to find out that breaking the woman code might have something to do with, well, this is how you change the DNA of a baby while still in your stomach. Like, yeah, there's a way to change the DNA of a child to the man that you needed to be by while it's in your stomach, but you can't tell nobody. Shorty, what you talking about? What I'm saying is, like Peep Game, you know how you've been fucking with two dudes at the same time. You ain't really mean to do that shit. You was kind of between one dude and another dude. Like maybe your man was fucking around on you, or he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. So you started messing around with another dude, but you might have really known the dude. Maybe you was in love with him because he was your ex or whatever. And, anyway, so one thing led to another, and you wind up getting pregnant by the other one, but you and your man got back together, and y'all started getting back together strong, but you already pregnant. So, you know, you never really stopped having sex with either one of them, but you know you can feel deep down inside which one the baby belongs to, even before, like, the first trimester. So you might need the baby to be by your husband, but it's not by him. So the woman code is, like, we can show you how to restructure the DNA of the child to make it become your husband's child. What? Like, what?
Why I'm talking about? What I'm talking about, girl? You're pregnant by one man, you got to have it by the man. You can make it be whoever you want it to be. No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Be like, yes, you can, because, you know, but only a woman know how to do this shit, and I can't tell y'all how to do it, because that would be breaking the woman code. So, fellas, hopefully we don't get into no craziness like that. But just in case, I'm preparing myself for some crazy shit like that. The woman code might be off. We might not be grown enough. We may not be adult enough to hear what breaking the woman code might be. So I'm a prepare myself, and I suggest y'all do the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we might have to put on some emotional armor. Some emotional armor, fellas. You know, if some of these women break the women code and let us know what time it is. The time. T. Carrie Wright is down for the night. Glad to see you. Cypher sore eyes. Yeah. How you feeling, Ma? Good to see me some you. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Word. Jeff Hawkins says, man code. Men sharing men's strategies amongst women, supposedly. But check it out, though, Jeff. What about pillow talk, son? What about alcohol and what about pillow talk? You know, pillow talking alcohol. I said, you got a pillow talking some alcohol. You spilled all half of your guts, y'all. I said, y'all need to hit that like button. Y'all not showing no love. I need y'all to hit the like button. I need y'all to share the show. And I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, this is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And tonight we're talking about breaking the man code, breaking the woman code. But I need y'all to hit that like button. Y'all just chilling, like, hanging around the like button, like, just the like button, like. Hit the like button. Be all shy about liking the show. I'm over here working hard, beating on bongos, motherfucking maracas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Going ahead, working hard. Tambourine, the tambourine. Pillow talking alcohol. Yo, y'all hit that like button. Stop playing with me. So, with all of that being said, and yes, Carol Chamberlain, Lawrence Welk in the bubble band. Well, however he said it. Pillow talking alcohol. Y'all know y'all gonna rewind the show after this and rock that beat. You know you're gonna rock that beat. All right. But it's really a serious thing to consider. Pillow talk with your shorties. You know what I mean? I mean, men can say whatever they want to say. Once you start feeling real comfortable around your woman, you're going to start saying shit because you're going to start talking about your life. And as you start talking about your life, yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that brought me to this place right now. Baby, you know what I mean? On some real shit, I'm going to tell you like this. Motherfucker could be 25 years old. Like, shorty, you know what I mean? Like, I never really even thought that I was going to make it to be this old. You know, when I was out there in them streets, because, you know, I basically had to raise myself. My mom was on that shit. My dad was locked up and, you know, I ain't really had nobody there. My grandmother, she took care of me, but, you know, she was older and she wasn't really in good enough health to help me out. So I really had to go. I had to do something in order to keep the lights on and all of that. It was rough. So, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it to be even 18 years old. But here I am. 25 or old head, OG and everything, but I'm glad. I guess God had another plan for me, and that's why I'm here with you. And I just want to let you know the things that got me here. Because when I did that long ass bid, I did it in juvie, but I did 3 years in juvie and shit. You know what I mean? From 17 to 20 years old, you know. But I was just young enough to get tried as an adult. But those 3 years, it really taught me a lot and straightened me out. But I still had that thug in me. I still had, you know, that craziness. But ever since I met you, I felt like I should change my life around. But because what we used to have our shorties, you know, take the packs of the coke and get on the Peter Pan. You know, back in the day, they had the Trailways, they had the Greyhound, they had the Trailways, and they had the Peter Pan. The Peter Pan was like the cheap bus, but that was the one to get on if you was going to transport because, you know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, drug sniffing dogs in that terminal and everything. So I used to have it go on the Peter Pan. And even if we went upstate, you know, she'd go up there on the Peter Pan and, you know, she stuffed the shit in a twat. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to tell it. He gonna start telling. Because he's talking about his life. We used to transport drugs, have his girl transport drugs on the Peter Pan. On the Peter Pan, baby. Y'all remember the Peter Pan? Don't act like y'all always was Amtraking it. American Airlines, United, Pan American. Don't act like y'all used to always fly. You couldn't always afford Greyhound. And some of y'all old enough to remember when Greyhound and Trailways wasn't Greyhound Trailways. Some of y'all old enough to remember that. The Trailways bus station was fucked up. The Greyhound bus station was bad. The Trailways bus station was fucked up. And the Peter Pan? The Peter Pan, that bus line was sort of like Spirit Airlines today. It was sort of like Spirit Airlines is today. Like, it'll get you there. But even our first class is coach. Like, what you mean? I'm saying that our first class is another airline's coach. But we're going to get you there. Like, the one thing we can guarantee you is that the shit ain't going to drop out the sky. Frontier Spirit, baby. Frontier Airlines, Spirit Airlines, the same shit, same owner, same. Yeah, I mean, it's a collabo. You know, our motto is we'll get you there in one piece or so. So, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got my new chair. You know what I'm saying? I had the fluff. I had the new chair for like 3 days now. Y'all just noticing this shit. Y'all probably peeping that I got the new chair and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is all that fly donation money y'all gave me on the Cash App. Look, all y'all thinking like, I ain't sending them no money on the Cash App. Neither did I. Maybe somebody did. Nonetheless, I got the new chair. This shit fly got all kind. It got kind of bells and whistles and shit. I ain't gonna show all that. But anyway, I can chill. Now I can navigate. I ain't really realizing what I was missing. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says no man code in getting that ass kicked. And, you know, brothers were saying that shit. Like, no, he just got to eat that. Like, fuck that. What you talking about? That's like telling a woman, no, you can't grab a woman's hair while you fight, like two women fighting. You can't grab her hair. That's breaking the woman code. What you talking about? When I fight, I'm breaking the losing code. Yeah, I'm breaking the ass. Carrie, you know something about this? You can change the DNA of a baby to suit, like, you've heard about this? Can you inbox me for details? So that shit is real? Because I heard it can actually be done. Evidently, those chicks on Mari have not figured it out. But maybe they haven't figured it out because they know that they would be breaking the man code. I mean, the woman code. The Mari chicks be breaking the woman code. They know they would break the woman code if the baby came out. I don't know. DK Wright said he did. He don't lean back. He don't never lean back like that. Anyway. All right. So, Jeff Hawkins says, my brother, yes. All right. Spilling them guts. Yeah, I mean, you know, pillow talk. All men engage in it on some level. Pillow talk. When a man love a woman, he gonna start talking. Yo, just so y'all thugs out there know, when a man, watch out for your boys that you do dirt with that you know are in love with their women. You know, they talk all of that bros before hoes shit, which is some gay shit, and all of that old bullshit. When a man loves a woman, he gonna get his chatterbox on. Okay, show husband says, all right, like, never date anyone that your sister or brother or best friend ever dated. I can respect that as a code because I follow that. But is that a man or woman code? That sound more like a family code. I don't know, Cheryl. Is that an actual code? Because that sounds like just respect to me. For real, that sounds like just straight up respect to me. Oh, shit. TK Wright says, oops. Says Cheryl, just at what Cheryl just said, my sister and I willingly broke that code. Y'all trying to diss. I know y'all ain't trying to diss my bongos. You must be talking about the maracas. You must be talking about Lima Rogers. I'm still trying. I don't practice enough. Robbie Mink says, yes, that's how most guys do in the mix of things. As long as the sex is good, most guys tell everything like they are hypnotized. You don't say, Robbie Rob. Now, what would they be hypnotized by during this sex? Like, what is this? What is this? What were they under the hypnotic spell of during this sex? It sounds to me like you breaking some kind of code. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just told something. Huh? You got niggas in her bedroom like,
yes, Robin. Yes. Yes. Junie did rob the store. Yes, it was Junie with a 38 Smith and Wesson snub nose.
Hypnotic twat. Got the hypnotic twat. She got niggas hypnotized with them green eyes and them thick thighs. Oh shit, you realize you done spilled every bean in the can. Now what the fuck you gonna do? You told everything, my man. You about to get indicted all because you was excited about the shit. You can't write another book. You are done. Speaking of book, you just got booked, and all your friends got booked. A bad book. And he wasn't really all that prayed up. Buddy, hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat. That's what the shorty got. I said a hypnotic twat. Hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat, yo, Junie robbed him. Hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat, that's what the shorty got. I said a hypnotic twat, yo, hypnotic twat, yo, 38 snub nose. Hypnotic, had a hypnotic, yo, twatted, twitter, twatted, hypnotic, yo, hypnotic, yo, twitter, twatted. What a disgrace. That is what I call me, a disgrace. Yo, y'all can call into this show. Yeah, I've been holding this number. Yo, y'all can call into this show. Y'all can call into this show. Totally uncensored show. You can say how you mean it. Say it from the beginning, the middle, or the ending. You know, express your passion in any form or fashion. And the number to call is a area code, 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Call into the show. You want to scream. You want to yell. You want to holler. Yo, you can do that shit. It won't even cost you a dollar. You wanna curse. You want to cuss. You want to swear. You could do it right here. Just be a little respectful. Where? Just a little bit. Not a lot. 319-527-6199. Show husband says, we already analyzed it and memorized it. Yes. Okay. Yeah, Jeff. Yeah, what Robin said. She said they be all, it's like they hypnotized. The hypnotic twat. Robin Min got the hypnotic twat.
Yes, Junie robbed the store. 38 snub nose. Serial number.
God damn. Beauty, I could not see. Sherry says, pillow talk and alcohol. You see, we got major hits on the show. Major hits. Major hits, baby. Major hits. Pillow talk and alcohol. The shit go together, though. Can't front on it. All right, Cheryl said, they were so busy wanting to get the goods that they didn't realize the code was being broken. Every time, no, Cheryl? Every time, So, do y'all hear my mom talking upstairs? Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that in the background? Because I'm trying to ignore it. It sounds like she's right behind me. She don't know, like, the studio. I'm like, yo, mom, you got to close the door. You know what? Just do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shit done changed. Shit done changed on the DG show, yeah. Like, y'all hear that shit, though? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear it? I hope y'all don't hear it. I really hope y'all don't. But I'm figuring that a device hears everything. Like a rat pissing on cotton. If I hear it, all right. Okay. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, I heard so many secrets. My God, I need therapy just for my ears. Wow. King says, I don't mess with them airlines, only Delta or American, sometimes Southwest. I hear you. Stay safe, my brother. You know what I mean? Fly to friendly skies. You know what I mean? Gotta get there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't afford that straight through flight. You gotta take that exchange in Detroit or Chicago or Atlanta. You know, Florida. Cal Chamberlain says it can be all of them. Omar, the codes are usually about respect. Okay. TK Wright says, if that code is broken willingly, then the respect was still there. Oh, okay. That's your excuse. All right, it sounds good to me, I guess. Like, I don't think I would want to come behind one of my brothers for various reasons. You know what I'm saying? You know, them chicks might not have been infected, but they was definitely affected, which is as bad as infected. So I'm like, nah, you know, we good. Plus, for me personally, I would always have to wonder if you were only fucking with me to fuck with him. So I'm like, no. You might have the hypnotic twat, but I'm not going to find out. No hypnotic twat for me. I'm going to give me a conscious twat. This subconscious pussy out here is killing niggas. It's killing niggas' spirit. It's killing niggas spiritually. It's killing niggas spiritually. We are talking about breaking the man or the woman code tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. What you know? So, breaking the man code. Now, just like snitching, you have outright telling on somebody snitching, and then you have dry snitching. Dry snitching is like, well, it was only me and him there, and I ain't do it. It was only me and him there, and I ain't do it. But I did notice it was missing. That's straight, that's dry snitching. Straight snitching was like, yo, I seen him do it. I was coming back from lunch. I'm seeing a motherfucker loading up the damn truck. He took some shit that y'all ain't gonna find out about till later, too. By the way, he also pissed in the freezer, the deep freezer. He pissed in that shit. So if you see something yellow in there, it is not. You remember that old, orange juice that used to come in the can? You used to have to unwrap the orange juice, and it was like this big glob of orange. I don't know what the fuck that shit. Y'all remember that shit? Remember the old orange juice? It used to come in a can, and used to like take it out of the can like the old biscuits. You know, like the old biscuits, like Pillsbury biscuits. Remember how you used to unwrap the can? So it was like aluminum on the top and the bottom, but you know, the middle was paper, and it was orange juice like that. Y'all remember that? Yeah, Carol. Yes, I do. Frozen and add water. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I almost forgot about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, yeah. Robbie Mink says, that's been a code between me and my girlfriend since teens. Don't do brothers, friends, or cousins. Yeah, listen, man. You know, like, you ain't going to be coming back to me later on asking me, like, yo, you hooked me up with such and such. You know, you ain't tell me that they was a STD clinic, STD clinic. I got burnt like fuck when I got up in the STD. You knew that she was burning. You set me up with the burn. You said I had to learn? Well, you said you knew that chick was fucking every dude. I'm saying you said you liked it, so man, I hooked you up. Now you gonna be mad at me? I ain't tell you to run up in a row. Fuck. Bing. Yeah, turns out shorty burning, she's pregnant, and she got herpes. The trifling trifecta. The trifling trifecta. She burning, you know. She got the gonorrhea, herpes, and she pregnant. Will she keep the baby, or will the baby be born blind? I know y'all know nothing about none of that extra nasty shit because y'all ain't grow up in the 80s. So ashamed. So ashamed. Goddamn dollar house parties. House parties of sin. Sin! House parties of sin. When grinding up against the wall eliminates the use of the ball. Okay. The beauty I cannot see. Cherry says hypnotic, hypnotic. I guess you like that song. Her dance. Hypnotic twice. Hypnotic twice. Carol Chamberlain says shorty just a walking disease. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what she was. Not everybody go get that shit cleared up. Not everybody go and get that shit cleared up. Some people just walk around like, well, how I know I was really burning? Them stains in your drawers and, you know, that burning your piss just wasn't giving it away, huh? I'm saying. That's why, you know, this CDC, they be talking about like chlamydia don't have no symptoms. I'm like, the fuck it. Word. So they be trying to hang the asymptomatic tag on all kinds of shit. Chlamydia is the clap. It's non-gonococcal, but it's the clap. You still gonna itch, you still gonna burn, you gonna get that signal. You know, you fuck around with a shorty that's burning. He got chlamydia. If you fuck with her on a Friday, by Monday, you're going to hear something. You're going to hear something right from your pants. Like, yo, it's uncomfortable in here, son. Yo, shift your dick around. Like, you shit around. Like, this shit on my hands. Oh, I must not have shook real good when I went to the bathroom. Why this shit sticky? Ah, probably nothing. What the fuck is you talking about? You fuck on Friday, you're going to hear something by Monday. No, not Tuesday, because they be trying to say it could take up to 5 days. No, it don't. No, it don't. Even my late great stepdad told me that. He said, look, if I get burnt, you know, North Carolina born, bred back in the 30s, something wrong, my shit started leaking immediately. At least he kept it a buck with me. I mean, kept it a buck. He said, my shit, I know if my shit get burnt, fuck that. Yeah, I see what you mean, Dad. I see what you're saying. DK writes this. Tune in next week to find out what happens next. This is only heard stories of such debauchery. Carol Chambers says maybe it's the new strain. I don't know nobody that ever got burnt and said they ain't know they got burnt. And if they did, they was lying. Like, well, I had to say this shit. Like, what I meant was I didn't know who burnt me. I wasn't really sure. That sounds more feasible, though. I mean, you ain't know you was burning. Fuck out of here, dude. Fuck out of here. Stacy Yvette White, the D, holding it down for the D all day, every day. What's going on, Stacy? So, yeah. Daily O'Getamism Show. And we're talking about breaking the man code, breaking the woman code. What you know? What do you know, baby? What do you know, baby? Yeah, man. So, breaking this man code. Jeff, I'm going to need your help. King, if you're still there, I'm going to need your help. What are some definitive, ironclad, no way around it, you knew what you was doing, you knew what it was hitting for, straight breaking of man codes? Now, I think I said one, you know, pillow talking, and you talking about crimes. You know how many cats have gotten indicted over that shit, though? No, I don't know how many cats have gotten indicted, but I know it's been a whole lot of them. You know, dude be fucking around with a chick, and he get the pillow talking and shit, and he tell everything that him and his crew doing, because he wanna tell her all his little thug stories, and then they break up or whatever. And guess what? Guess what? The fox gonna tell on 100% of the hen house. Yup. I know all their names. I know where they hang out. I know what they did. I know what time they did. I got the date too. Because when he came over here, it was just after they did that shit. It was right after they did that shit. Yep. And I'm pregnant by that motherfucker. And baby name, and I'm having a boy, and his name will be 6ix9ine. We naming my baby 6ix9ine. Angela Jones? Is that Angela Miss Lady Gray? It sound like the only Angela Jones I know is Angela Miss Lady Gray. Yeah. No, it's not 69. Not 69. 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine. That's 6ix9ine. Not 69. Oh, it is Angela Miss Lady Gray. Brickyard, stand up. G-Town, stand up every day, all day. What's good? Yeah, my baby name is 6ix9ine because his daddy, all he do is snitch, but he ain't telling where he is right now, but I bet you child support gonna find out where he at. You gonna take care of 6ix9ine. You like 69? Like, really nobody likes 69. All right, I ain't gonna say nobody likes position 69, but it's mad overrated. Remember when we was little, we was always talking about 69. Yeah, position 69. You know why we thought that shit? Because we wasn't fucking really. We was half, you know, we was talking about fucking. We was doing little finger popping. Oh, that shit wet as shit. Yeah, that shit wet as shit. Finger pop joint, you know, movies, that type shit before you, you know, going home with blue balls. You just get a little pussy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, one pants leg on, you know, quickie action and shit. So 69 seemed like some real fly shit until you actually try to do a 69. And you realize, like, first of all, this is not a good position. It's not easy to do. And it's kind of whack because you're not really getting, it's not comfortable and it's not the best job. But people we used to talk about it because it sound fly. Yeah, 69, you know what I mean? It's like having sex in a pool. Skinny dipping sound like some fly shit to do till you actually try it. Well, skinny dipping, that's just swimming naked. But if you actually try to have sex in like underwater, it sound dope. But it's not. It's really not. It's like you realize the natural juice from a woman is unmatched by water. Like, it's overrated. Highly. Angela Jones, somebody, I gotta try that. Everybody know that the official sex position of all Germantown is doggy style. Everybody knows that. Like, you can't live in Germantown. You can't even live, like, not even far Germantown. You can't even live in Somerville. Well, some people think Somerville is Wessel Lane, but it's really not. But anyway. Carol Chamberlain says, and you know this, how Omar you said, yeah, of course I tried it. Anything I say is whack. Yeah, I did this shit. Like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. This shit garbage. That shit garbage. Just fuck out of here. This shit overrated. Like, babe, you enjoying this shit? Like, oh, it's okay, but you know, like, really? You know, we could just, like, you know, do it the regular way. Like, yeah, let's do that. But at least we got this shit out the way, right? All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? I heard that sex in a hot tub is good. You heard that, huh? Okay. Just heard about it, huh? Just heard about it. Yeah, you know, rumors. You know, you go to a little resort. Go to a little resort. They got a hot tub. Hot tub. See, the thing is, you got to watch out for that hot tub shit because they don't change the water in a hot tub. So, like, a hot tub is like a warm water swimming pool. Yeah, it's a little... Personally, I would avoid the hot tub. Jacuzzi? Yes, it got a drain. Hot tubs don't have no drain. They don't have no drain. Think about it. When you go to the hot tub, it'd be people in the hot tub already. You'd be like, can we get into? Yeah, I'm sure. You know, we don't own the hot tub. Yeah. It's a lot of DNA in that hot tub. Fuck the hot tub. But, yeah, I heard sex in the hot tub is all that. Carol told me. Angela Jones talking about some shut up telling my secrets. All right, where's the block button? This is the first time she came to YouTube, coming from Facebook, and you gotta go. Let me get up out of here. Let's see. Block. Report, remove, put user in timeout, hide user on this. Which one should I do? Gotta do one of them. Germantown chicks, man, you can't fuck with them like that. You got no fucking. TK Wright says the official position. I'm moving from Delco to Germantown. Yeah, he got chill. Carol Chamberlain says more like a germ pool. It is. That shit, yo, that hot tub shit. I'm good. Angela Jones talking about some COVID pus. Damn, this show was supposed to end a few minutes ago, right? We were supposed to be talking about the man code. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know what I'm saying? Jeff Hogan said, hot tub, suss pool, swamp bass, word. Word, straight, yeah, swamp bass, complete with alligators, eel. Nasty shit, yo. It's supposed to be plants growing in the motherfucking tub, yo. Shit nasty outside. Shit round nasty, you know what I'm saying? Ugh. Suspool. Yeah. Suspect. Yeah, man. Breaking the man code, breaking the woman code. Very rarely will you hear someone admit to breaking the code. We know for a fact that many and plenty have broken the code, but very rarely do you hear anybody admitting to breaking the code openly. I'm not saying that they never admit it. I'm saying rarely. Very rarely. Very rarely. But it gets broken every day. Somebody is somewhere breaking it right now. I'll tell you when men break the code for real, it's always over women. There really is no other time to break the code. So if two men like one woman and she's on the fence about exactly which one she wants, guess what's going to happen? You cold want to be with me? You cold wanna be with me because I need someone to talk to. All right. That's right. Alligators in the damn hot tub. Alligators and seaweed and the motherfucking and shit. If the hot tub big enough, you'll see one of those little shallow water boats with the big fan on the back coming to rescue motherfuckers. You know, them shallow water boats with the big fan on the back. You know, that motor is just fan on the back. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm coming here to save you from STDs, salmonella, and E. coli. This is bigger than oily skin, son. This is bigger than oily skin. All right. TK Wright says, I admit that I broke a code, but not out of the perimeters that I mentioned earlier. Do you mean parameters? Or do you want to say perimeters? Like the perimeter is like the area around. Or do you mean parameters? Okay. Okay. Okay, she said, there are codes that I'm not built to break, but people break them every day. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, men break more codes. Prove it. You got these chicks out there being able to change the DNA of their baby that's 3 months, 4 months, in the second trimester in their pregnancy. And you talking about men break more codes. Really? What would some of these women codes be? Like, yo. You didn't put your baby father. He got a new job, a new position, and a raise, and you didn't go to child support and ask for a raise. You breaking woman codes. Like, that's breaking woman codes. Let my baby dad live. He already give me enough. He give you enough. Bitch, what's wrong with you? Ain't no such thing as enough. He out there sticking and moving and shit, and you stuck with the kids. Yeah, but he come and get his babies every weekend. He spend a lot of time with them. If I need extra money, he hold it down. He's a good father. He a bad boyfriend, but he a good father. He a what? What you mean? Oh, okay. I see what you into. You soft. Well, 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 well. Look, they want to battle. This is the part. This is the part that I feared right here. Now we want to start saying men versus women. You know what I mean, like we need any more divisions. Okay, here we go. Angela says, y'all men talk more than women. Nobody talks more than women. You want a woman to talk nonstop, tell her to shut up. That's all you got to do. You want her to talk nonstop, say, shut the fuck up. If she really love you and she's intimidated by you, she'll actually shut the fuck up. But she'll go in the next room and talk about you all night. Other than that, yo, man, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody shutting the fuck up. First of all, you ain't my father. You ain't even my fucking brother. You ain't nobody to me. And I ain't got to shut the fuck up. I say what the fuck I want to do. It's a fucking free country. The president of the United States say what the fuck he want to say. And I say what the fuck I want to say, too. And because we got a vice president, a female vice president that's running for president, and she'll probably win that shit. And she said what the fuck she want to say. And she questioned other niggas that I questioned you, what the fuck I want to question you about. And you can't tell me to shut the fuck up. And you better not ever think about putting your fucking hands on me, because I'm going to be doing way more than talking after that, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you are to tell somebody shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? I tell you to shut the fuck up even when you ain't talking. Stop fucking thinking. Stop talking in your thoughts. Stop talking under your breath, nigga. Okay. That's right, Angela Jones. Yeah. Well, 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 well. Yes. TK Wright told us some job turkey. He knows that I. Jeff Hawkins says, you got women out here setting coochie traps on a brother. You got women right here on this show talking about the hypnotic twat. Coochie trap. That sounds like a trap to me. You get a motherfucker in a hypnotic state. Like, she got the motherfucker barking just because she can. Like, yo, why is this nigga? Yo, I thought he was on dust. I thought he was on dust. You know how them dust heads, you know, they smoked it wet. And then they be dancing butt naked with nothing but a pair of Tims on out in the middle of the street. Well, that's how that nigga was doing. But it turns out he wasn't high. She had him hypnotized. She was like, fuck it. He was fucking with me. I gave him some pussy, sent him out there on the street with nothing but a pair of Tims on, dancing out in the middle of the street. No fucking music. He got arrested. And he didn't even get arrested for indecent exposure. He got arrested for impersonating a nigga smoking wet. Like, we don't need that. If you ain't been on that shit, we can't have you out here on the streets impersonating that. Setting a bad example for the youth. And you're making a mockery of the drug addicts. We had to take you in. We had to take you in, sir. We had to take you. Oh, damn. We had that hypnotic twat. Still got to give you a citation. Indecent exposure, son. I'm sorry. Impersonating a wethead. And another one down. And another one down. Another one bites the dust. What? We're going to get you too. Another one bites the dust. Another one smokes the dust. Do 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 do. All right. Jeff Hogan says, poor guys, he getting trapped out here by women hunters. Just wrong. Dead, dead wrong. Carol Chamberlain says, now don't start, Jeffrey. No women bashing. Omar Wright talk about you to you to us. Right. Right, Jeff. Talk about you to us.
Yeah, yeah, we all over time. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Y'all rolling. Beauty, I cannot see. Jerry said, "See, I'm the wrong person to say shut the fuck up to." You're a Scorpio. Y'all like for people to tell y'all to shut the fuck up, just so y'all don't shut the fuck. Y'all think it's cute? Like, look, he told me to shut the fuck up. I've been talking for 3 hours after that, but it was kind of bold for him to tell me to do that. Like, look. Look at you. Told me to shut the fuck up. Oh, cutie. I'm going to give you some ass after I finish talking for this next 4 hours. And I'm talking about killing you. I'm talking about how no good your mom is. Oh, I'm sorry. Only Virgos do that. My bad. Okay. Now, that's a Virgo shit. Virgos tear down your whole family shit. Every last person is. Shit that you ain't even tell. Like, that's why your mom got a skin tag on a pussy. What the fuck? Bitch, wait, who? Wait, what? What? All right. We about to do this. Angela Jones up or something. I can't help it if they get cray cray. I give them a warning and make them sign a disclosure. Good vagina. Over. All right, let's do these birthday shout outs. We're going to do these birthday shout outs. Here we go. We're going to do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are. Number one out the box, Sherry Horsey Darden, turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Sherry. And Elia DeClasse, turning 30 years old today. And Denise Henry, turning 52 years old today. And Laquita Cade, turning 45 years old today. She got a 45. She got bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Robin Edwards, happy birthday to you. And my man Dell M. Pryor, happy birthday, my brother. And Daniel Smith, turning 78 years old today. And last but certainly not least, my girl Sharita Rita Reds. Sharita Rita Reds. Happy, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, listen, man, listen. Man codes, woman codes, do your break. Any code, I don't know. Do you open your mouth and empty the load? I don't know. I don't know, but it's been said. I don't know, but it's been said. The girls that talk the most got the head red. The girls that talk the most got the head red. I don't know, but I've been told. I don't know, but I've been told. Niggas be breaking all the man codes. Niggas be breaking all the man codes. It might be true. But I'm not sure if we definitively identify whether there is a such thing as a man or a woman code. But one thing is for sure, you know when you've been snitching. And you know when you've been doing wrong. It don't take a Santa Claus to know when you are sleeping, or Santa Claus to know when you are awake, or Santa Claus to know when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Y'all need to get y'all shit together, son. Y'all need to get y'all shit together, yo. For real, for real.
Because y'all breaking mad codes, son. Nah, keep it real with your peoples, though. That's what I would say. You know when you are representing for your loved ones or not. And you know when you are, you know, getting a little ill. You get a little ill out here. I would say integrity means a whole lot in this world. And it's one of those things that seems to get little less and less recognition. Less and less recognition. But it should get a lot more. It should get a lot more. And we can do a lot more to get that together. So keep yourself together, man. Keep your shit right. You know, stop snitching. Stop being a bad guy here. Stop, yeah, I mean, stop being a bad guy out here. It's like, it's gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right. Yes, it will. All right. So, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Appreciate y'all coming through. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow morning at 11:00 a.m. for another Daily Go Get a Business show. So y'all sleep well. Be safe out there. If you're gonna go out, please be careful when you go out. Please be careful when you are navigating from here to there. Here to there. And I'm going to get back with y'all. So 11:00 tomorrow morning. And everything is going to be all right. And everything is going to be all right. Yes, it will. If you haven't...